Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016, the Drew Estate booth, one of our favorites, Pedro.
How you doing? My man, how you doing, bro?
You always bring so much energy. I need to come talk to you every morning. Because you're fired up, you're excited about everything, and I'm kind of dragging. It's day two, I'm already dragging. But so tell me about the show. How's everything been going? The booth looks great. You guys got good music today. This was from my era.
Right.
This is my hip hop era.
That's right.
Back late 90s. Yeah. Early 90s, that was me too.
Well, you know, when it comes to Drew Estate and everything that we do, we're just a little different catch. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While everybody's doing a lot of stuff in the traditional way, Drew Estate comes here and break the mold, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's basically something that Jonathan have found since day one. And we are very grateful. I just want to be grateful to everybody that support us. And now we are here in Vegas. This is IPCPR 2016. And when it comes to everything that we do, this is the biggest show for us. And not just for us, for everybody in the company, you know? But we also have some cool events going on. You know, we got the famous Barn Smoker. Matter of fact,
that's coming right up.
It's coming next week. That's going to be in Connecticut. That's when we bring people to the farms. We let them experience. That's like a little cigar safari here in the United States, where people are going to be learning about growing tobacco seed, tobacco plantation. The tobacco wrapper that we use for Liga Privada number 9, Liga Privada 252, and of course, you know, the Serie Unico, like, which is the Feather Flying Pig, with the new stuff. Liga Privada number 9, Flying Pig. Liga Privada 252, Flying Pig, the Velvet Rat, all the cool stuff, all the goodies, that's the raw material where we use it that comes from Connecticut, you know? Now, we also do the Cigar Safari, which is the cool stuff, man.
The safari is awesome. It's awesome. I'm going to let you, you're going to talk about it because you talk about it better than I do. But, well, you're talking about Safari, you're talking about the Barn Smoker, and you want to like talk about appreciating your customers. You guys take it to a totally different level than any. I mean, Safari was where you started, but like you said, this the Barn Smoker, you bring a Safari into the United States. It's almost like a mini tobacco, I don't know, master's program or something, right? Because you could just see behind the curtain, if you will.
You guys do
a great job of really incorporating the customers and giving them that experience. Very, very cool. Speaking of experience, more about the Safari. Tell us more about it.
Well, you know, Cigar Safari is a program that we started back in 2008. And I had the opportunity to start to run the Cigar Safari since day one. We have met a lot of great people there. We have built great relationship with our end consumers, retailers, and the cool thing about it, when people go to Nicaragua and they see Drew Estate, they see Joya in Nicaragua, we take the people to the tobacco fields, we let them know why Drew Estate is different and what Drew Estate represents in this industry, you know. And the cool thing about it, which has been for us, is the most powerful marketing tool, is that people that love Drew Estate, that they go to Nicaragua, they do the Cigar Safari tour, after that they became fanatics, dude.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, there are people that get tattoo, man.
Yeah.
Getting tattoo of any brand, that's crazy, you know what I mean? But for us, we loved it and we truly appreciate it because people embrace what we do right here, you know?
Yeah.
So Cigar Safari is the best cigar trip in a lifetime. If you truly love cigars, you gotta come and check this out. And guess what? If you wanna know more information about it, we do have a lot of videos on YouTube where we shoot, you know, like 4-minute videos, and that's the highlight of every tour. And that's something like to keep as a memory, you know what I mean? And you share it with your friends, which are with everybody. And at the end of the day, man, we are bringing Nicaragua to a whole different level because, you know, nowadays a lot of people knows about Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And Nicaragua has become a very more tourism spot. And I also would like to take the opportunity to talk about the Puro Sabor, which is the Nicaragua Festival, Cigar Festival, which is really cool. You guys came last year, right?
I think we had some people there. I've never been.
Bro, you guys should have done it, man. That's the best festival, one of the best festivals in the industry, because you got the chance to talk with the faces of the industry, you know, people from other companies, well-known brands from Nicaragua. And I think, you know, it's a very nice trip where everything is all-inclusive, you know, transportation, meals, cigars, plus the experience that you're going to have talking to people from Joya, Nicaragua, talking to people from Padrón, my father, everybody's in there, you know.
Yeah.
Now, come back to what we were talking about, Cigar Safari, that's something that you should do.
Absolutely. You can get all the information at drewestate.com for sure.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro, always a pleasure,
brother. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Guys, keep tuning in to CigarFederation.com for IPCPR 2016 coverage.
Yeah, man. Cigar Federation, man. All day long.